This is program number LW2137. Well, Kevin Ross graduated not too many weeks ago. Hi, this is Larry West. It won't really be a so what to you when I tell you the story behind it. You see, Kevin Ross is 24 years old, and he graduated from the 8th grade. And that's after he spent 4 years in college. Want to hear more? All right. You see, Kevin was passed through the grades, whether he made the grades or not. He ended up with a basketball scholarship to college, and he played on a championship basketball team there. The trouble was, that's about all he did. When he left college without graduating, he realized that he lacked even the basic educational skills. He read at a 7th grade level and had the language skills of a 4th grader. A semi-professional basketball team offered him a contract, but Kevin, realizing his predicament, chose something else. Instead of signing up on the team, he enrolled at Westside Prep School, determined he was going to learn some of the stuff he missed. He towered 2 feet above his classmates there, but he buckled down to work. By the time he graduated a few weeks ago, Kevin had the reading and language skills of a student entering his sophomore year in college. His classmates selected him to deliver the commencement address, graduating from the 8th grade. In his address, Kevin told how each of us needs to find the excellence inside us. He told of Michelangelo holding a piece of marble and knowing that inside the stone was an angel yearning to be free. A year ago, Kevin wasn't even sure who Michelangelo was, but I guess you could say he thought it was more important than basketball to go back and find out. Now, sure, Kevin would like to play in the National Basketball Association, but he's also thinking about a career in acting or radio now. First, however, he's going back to college. Now, like I said, he's already spent 4 years there, but he's going back to college to continue his education. Kevin says, "You can't conquer the world in a pair of gym shoes." Then he says, "I'll never stop learning." Now, I must say, there's the smartest basketball player I've ever seen. Someone once said, "Your ability to learn depends partly on your ability to relinquish what you've held." That's true whether it be something you hold in your mind or something you hold in your hand, you know, like a basketball. Listen, if you're a teacher, passing a kid through the grades, even though he doesn't make the grades, is not doing the kid a favor at all. There aren't too many Kevins around, men and women who have enough integrity to realize they didn't get what they needed to have and have humbled themselves enough to go back and retrace their steps. Sometimes a person needs to fail, really, that he might appreciate winning. But the person who thinks he can't do anything but win too often ends up a total failure. I had dinner a few years ago in the home of Dr. and Mrs. Frank Socron. Dr. Socron is the past chief advisor to the Court of Appeals of the Veterans Administration. He had over 65 lawyers under him. At the time of his hospitable night extended toward me, he was the executive secretary of the American Council on the Middle East, headquartered in Washington, D.C. We had dinner in his humble home about 20 miles outside of Washington. He told me something that night, well, something I will never forget. A man up in his years told me, "Larry, if I ever stop learning, I'm dead." That has meant more to me than he will ever know. That's because, you see, I've gotten older since I met him, and you can't get too old to learn. Once you stop learning, you're dead. And I guess that's what Kevin Ross believes. He voices his determination by saying, "I'll never stop learning." Kevin wants to do something with his life. And you've got to admire that. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, to learn of Jesus Christ takes the same kind of stuff Kevin Ross is made of. It takes a guy humble enough to retrace his steps sometimes, you know, to see where he went wrong and to latch on to what he missed. Think about reaching back today, all right, and finding Jesus. He's right there, under the dust on the bottom shelf. Open that book of books, the Bible, and learn of Jesus. I have a Bible study course, yours free, I think will help. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.